cattle futures gained to end the week on Friday, U.S. beef exports continue on a record pace this year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 9th of August. Surging wholesale beef prices and a more consistent trading range for corn helped lift cattle markets last week. In his weekly market comments, Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, explains there is extreme skepticism the first half of this year whether the feeder cattle market could scale the ladder of prices exhibited in the futures market for the third and fourth quarters. Up to this point, he notes, feeder cattle prices have done a fair job of meeting those expectations. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.62 higher on Friday, from 80 cents to $2.20 higher. Week to week, they closed an average of $1.38 higher. That was with corn futures closing an average of 13 cents higher through the front six contracts. The CME feeder cattle index was $2.51 higher week to week on Thursday at $156.55. According to Griffith, the yearling cattle market is typically strong in August and September as feedlots refill pens. However, feeder cattle futures are calling for further gains moving into the fourth quarter of this year and the first quarter of next year. While weaned calf prices are expected to decline towards the end of September and through November, he says prices aren't expected to decline as much as in previous years. Negotiated cash pig cattle trade was limited with light demand in all feeding regions through Friday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, prices were generally $1 to $2 higher on a live basis in the Texas Panhandle, at $121 to $122 hundredweight. They were $1 higher in Kansas at $121, $3 higher in Nebraska at $125, and $1 to $2 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $125 to $126. Dress trade was $2 higher in Nebraska at $198, but from $3 higher to $3 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $198. Surging wholesale beef values, position squaring, and stronger cash-fed cattle prices, albeit with anemic trade, helped buoy cattle futures Friday. Live cattle futures closed an average of 78 cents higher, from 30 cents to $1.22 higher. Week to week, they closed an average of $1.11 higher. Griffith notes strength in the finished cattle market is uncommon at this point in the summer, but price action is conveying the message that packers need cattle to continue capitalizing on strong beef prices. They're beginning to pay more for what is beginning to look like a more limited supply. Wholesale beef prices continue to provide overall market support. Choice box beef cutout value was $17.80 higher week to week on Friday afternoon at $296.26 a hundredweight. Select was $17.90 higher at $277.09. Although it's too early to tell if higher prices the last 2 weeks are due solely to the Labor Day push, Griffith says the fact that prices increased nearly $25 during that time indicates the price increase might be due to more than that. After a better-than-expected employment report for July, major U.S. financial indices once again closed at record highs on Friday, although the NASDAQ was down. The report from the Labor Department showed 943,000 new jobs last month, which brought the unemployment rate down to 5.4%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 144 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 7 points higher, but the NASDAQ was down 59 points. U.S. red meat exports closed the first half of this year at record levels, according to data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Although volume and value eased from the enormous totals posted in April and May, export value in June was still the highest on the record for the month, and first half shipments established a record pace for both beef and pork exports. June beef exports totaled 112,249 metric tons, up 42% from a year ago when exports were still hampered by a COVID-related slowdown in production. Export value was $804.4 million, up 68% from a year ago, and the third highest on record after April and May of this year. First half exports reached 700,087 metric tons, up 18% from a year ago, valued at $4.64 billion, which was up 28%. Compared to 2018, the record year for U.S. beef exports, first half results were up 6% for volume and 15% for value. According to USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom, USMEF had expected a continued strong performance in June for both beef and pork exports, despite significant headwinds. He notes 2021 has presented many formidable challenges to the U.S. industry, including a very tight labor situation, logistical obstacles that slowed product movement, and food service restrictions in many key markets. So, the fact that first half exports reached record levels speaks to the loyalty of our international customer base, strong consumer demand for high quality, nutritious U.S. red meat, and the U.S. industry's ability to adapt to a challenging and rapidly changing business climate, Hallstrom says. He adds there's also been a welcome rebound in beef and pork variety meat volumes, which had been down last year. Beef export value equated to $351.18 per head of fed slaughter in June, up 60% from last June's COVID-impacted average. The first half per head average was $359.49, up 20% from a year ago. Also, pork exports reached 238,935 metric tons in June, up 15% from a year ago, while pork export value climbed 35% to $696.8 million. First half pork exports topped last year's record pace by 1% at 1.58 million metric tons, valued at $4.33 billion, which was up 7%. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 9th of August. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.